Nikki and Matthew Nolot, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Fort Wayne is always hungry for new dining experiences. Why did you two choose Farm to Fork for Tolan?
Well, it takes us back to the roots, how I grew up, and Matthew's grandparents were farmers in southern Indiana, and what we grew up eating and learning to prepare out of the fields that our grandparents and parents worked in.
We saw a trend of where food was going in this country and even where it's going in Fort Wayne, and we really wanted to help change that trend to something a little bit more that you can believe in where your food is coming from and maybe even meet the farmer that's growing your food. So we really wanted to be on the forefront of bringing that cuisine or that style of food to Fort Wayne.
You're going for the real thing.
The real thing, yeah.
How familiar do you reckon your customers are going to be with the concept?
Everybody seems to know or have an idea of what Farm to Fork or Farm to Table is. But to truly understand what it is, that's where we come into play and educating the clients that come in.
Okay, is Farm to Fork here to stay, do you think?
I really believe so. I think it's going that direction. I think it's gone so far the other direction that now it's coming back around, and I think it's really starting to change the way America's, you know, coming back around to eat.
There's progress.
There's progress.
There's progress, especially in our own community with all of the farmers markets that are popping up.
That's really huge.
I truly believe, and I know Matthew does too, that Fort Wayne is ready for a restaurant that supports what the farmers markets have brought to our community. Unfortunately, the farmers markets can only do so much during the year, so the community is looking for something that is year-round. And that's where we feel that we can come in to play and give them that option.
Indeed. What is Tolan bringing to the table that we've never seen or eaten before?
I don't know if we're going to have anything that you've never eaten before, but we're going to try to do different styles of food. Definitely going to be familiar dishes with maybe interesting ingredients.
One of our signature dishes is his sweet tea brined fried chicken.
And we have a deviled egg that's on the menu, but it's going to have some interesting flavors with maybe a little bit of miso and bacon in those.
So it's definitely eclectic and bringing different styles. And I don't want to really call it a fusion menu, but it's taking the best from each culinary aspect and bringing it together and melting it to give Fort Wayne the best that we possibly can.
It also sounds like you're doing very new variations on really old themes, like the brining. That's a good Midwestern way of cooking. Deviled eggs are staples.
That style that we want to bring back of kind of the Midwest cuisine with, you know, modern flavors. And we're not pushing out vegetarians at all. The Midwest is full of produce, so that we'll definitely be featuring that.
Is securing fresh and varied produce going to be a problem during the winter months?
Actually, we have spent the past couple of years working with several farmers here locally, as well as within a 24-hour drive of Fort Wayne. So we feel that we've been able to secure farmers that will be able to produce items for us throughout the entire year.
That's fantastic. And those would be hydroponic or indoor farming.
Yes. Many of them will use hoop houses, which are the greenhouses, and the hydroponics to produce the produce for us.
What difference will a Tolan diner experience on first bite?
Hopefully first bite, they're going to be wowed. Definitely when the plates come out, first eat with your eyes, so to speak, and then fingers crossed that when they take their first bite, that it will live up to all the expectations and the hype that they see on the plate.
It's going to be quite an experience, it sounds like.
For all of us.
So are you ready for opening day?
I don't know if anybody's ready for opening day.
We would like to think we are. We know that there will be hiccups on that first day. But, you know, we've talked about it and we'll be as ready as we possibly can and we'll roll with whatever comes towards us.
It keeps me up at night, but thinking about that opening day.
but once you're open, you're going to sleep well because you're going to be so busy. I just have a feeling.
Yeah, everybody's like, are you excited about your opening day? And I'm thinking, I'm more excited about being open for 4 weeks and then, you know, having at least some of the nightmares ironed out. So
and then shooting for 4 years. And then
shooting for
sure.
4 years.
Yeah. Right. What do you hope each and every diner is going to take away from their culinary adventure at Tolan?
I really hope that they see something that they can relate to on the menu and then maybe have some different flavors in that dish that they can take away. Hopefully I can expand their knowledge on or their insight onto some of the, you know, unique flavors on traditional takes.
And I think for me, with my background being in education, I hope that every single diner that comes through our door gets a little piece of the passion that we have about knowing where our food comes from and that local aspect.
Nikki and Matthew Nolotta are co-owners of Tolan Farm to Fork Restaurant. Nikki, Matthew, thank you for sharing your very precious time with us, and best of luck from Farm to Fork.
Thank you for having us.
It's been my pleasure.